coming to you from the heart of America.
Computers can do that?
It's a Cub Scouting adventure with your host, Mr. Bob.
Oh, yeah!
Welcome to the fifth installment of A Cub Scouting Adventure. As always, I'm your host, Mr. Bob, and this week we're going to talk about some district training that I went through, as well as a district family campout, and this week's den meeting, which was actually a go see it. So sit back and enjoy this week's Cub Scouting Adventure. So we'll kick off this show talking about some training that I did over a weekend of about a week ago. And I took the new leader essentials training along with den leader specific training on a Saturday morning and into the Saturday afternoon. And really, this won't take all that long. I wasn't all that impressed with the training itself. It was a little less than what I would consider effective. It pretty much, if you read the den leader book, at least the training that I took, that pretty much covers it all. I'm not saying don't go. It's pretty important that you do, especially if you haven't had an opportunity to read the den leader book. The people who did our training were very knowledgeable and scouting and were able to answer all the questions. They were very passionate about scouting. But I think that if you take the time out to read the material in the Cub Leader Handbook, the big new leader handbook, you will pretty much cover what the training will go over with you. Again, not saying don't take it. It is an effective tool. There was a few things that I learned about, mostly around trips and stuff like that. So I'm glad that I took it. But the majority of the information is easily located either on the internet or in that book, the leader handbook, the really big, thick one. So again, I'm not advocating not taking it. That's a double negative, but do go out and take the training. It is useful. It has some good information. If you haven't read the leader handbook, you will be overwhelmed with the wealth of information. That's why I suggest absolutely getting the leader handbook if you haven't. It doesn't cost that much. Get it from the Scout Shop or on scoutingstuff.org. You really just check it out. Do the training. Get the train patch. It will look good for the parents to know that you've went through the training. And you will learn something. So, again, these are my experiences. I'm not advocating not taking the course, so just do it. District family campout. That's what we did Friday and Saturday of this weekend, and I can tell you it was an absolute joy to do it. We had so much fun. We had 7 families participate. 3 of those families, including myself and my son, were Tigers, and I couldn't tell you how much fun this was. I am so, so glad we decided to do it. Originally, as a pack, we said no, we weren't going to do it because the fact that we had our family camp out, our pack family camp out just a few weeks ago. And I had quite a few of the Tiger families who said they couldn't make it to the family camp out, but was interested in the district camp out coming up. And so I said I would go with them and we could all just have a good time. Now, not all of them could make it due to certain issues, certain time-related issues, family and whatnot, work. But three of the families made it, like I said, and we had a total of 7 families all together. And it was pretty good. We started out Got there on Friday afternoon, about 6:30. We all went out together. We found us a camping area and set up our tents. And even though it got dark really quick and a few of us were setting up tents after dark, we still had a great time. We finished setting up all our tents. Kids, of course, the boys were playing. They gave away free Frisbees as we came in, so the boys were all out in this little field tossing Frisbees around while the parents were doing all the work, of course. And we finished that, headed over to a quick flag kind of ceremony, although it wasn't a flag, it was already dark, but they did a quick ceremony where we talked about kind of the rules and introduced all the camp staff and all that good stuff. We went from there, we walked what had to be a good mile, but I'm sure it wasn't that much, but you know, that late at night, it was already going on 9 o'clock. It seemed like it took forever, but we walked to the council fire where they, of course, had us all set in a big circle, and they proceeded to put on what I consider the absolute funniest and enjoyable campfire that I think I may ever be to. It was just fun. The boys really, really enjoyed it, and it was great. And they put a lot of effort into it. These guys put a ton of effort into it. It started out with, of course, an unlit campfire, and the lighting ceremony for the campfire was they asked for all the boys to shine their light into a particular spot on the fire to set it on fire. They were trying to convince the boys that their flashlight pointed at the wood would set it on fire. And then somehow, I meant to stop the guy and ask him, but it was so hard to see his face most of the time, I didn't quite get him recognized. I do have an email into the camp coordinator to find out how they did it, though. Somehow, the shining the lights on this set this thing on fire. I know he had to do something. I just don't know what it is. And it set it on fire. And the kids were just amazed. Afterwards, they were telling me, oh, he must have used matches. He must have lit it on fire with a lighter. I'm like, I saw the guy. He didn't touch the fire. So I'm kind of curious how he did it. But then they proceeded to sing some really funny songs, did some really funny skits. One of the songs was to the Battle Hymn Republic, which I know there's tons of them out there. It's called Pink Pajamas. If you can find it, it's funny. It was really funny, and the boys just giggled talking about wearing pink pajamas. So they did a bunch of skits, and quite a few of them were really funny. A couple of them I already heard about, but overall, great, great campfire. Ended up with singing a song, America, America, and then, of course, we did a moment of silence for troops and stuff out in harm's way. And then we ended the night with ice cream. Yes, I said ice cream. 11 o'clock at night, it's about 40 degrees outside. Kids getting ready to go to bed, and they're serving ice cream. I don't get it. Rice Krispie treats, I could understand. Cookies, I'd buy that. But ice cream, I still don't get it. It must have been a donated item or something, because I just don't get it. Well, the boys still went to sleep. Everybody still, even though it was a little chilly and it rained just a little bit after we went to bed, people still had a pretty good sleep, other than waking up to a crying child a couple tents down the way, not with our group, with another group. But I digress. We got up. We started packing all our stuff up and had pretty much the whole vehicle loaded before breakfast, so that at which point in time we left, we could quickly go home, take a shower, and go to the Go See It, which I will talk about here in just a few minutes. So from there, we proceeded to take part in some games that included this bowling game where they set up some pins, and you got a small like little tractor tire, go-kart tire of types, and you roll it and try to knock over the pins. Kind of a simplistic game, but the boys seemed to enjoy it. They really enjoyed all the games. One of them that they loved probably most or second most was a rocket game. And what they did is they took these camera or film cases, the film canisters that, you know, back when we actually used film instead of digital cameras, and rolled construction paper around two of those, and then put fins on this rocket, and they taped the construction paper, put fins on it, put a little top on it, and then took the cap off of the bottom of the rocket where the film canister, one of the film canisters is, took a little piece of Alka-Seltzer, put a little bit of water, about a third of the way full, put the cap back on and set it down and walk away. And as that pressure from the carbonation of the Alka-Seltzer builds up in it, it pops the cap and the rocket goes flying in the air. It doesn't go up that high. It goes up maybe a foot. I think we had one go up 2, maybe 3 feet. But overall, they don't really go up that high. And so the boys, they enjoyed that, although it pretty much ruined the rocket, so they didn't have a whole lot to take home, but they still really enjoyed that one. And then the other favorite one was the Monkey Bridge, which we proceeded to stand in line for just over an hour. So I'm glad the boys liked that one, because I waited a long time for them to actually participate in that one, and if they didn't like it, then I would have been upset. But, you know, what can you do? But that was pretty much the camp out. We, again, had a really good time. The boys learned a lot. They got, of course, the patch, and they got to play a lot of games. And, of course, the fellowship with the other boys is always a very good thing. And, you know, it was great to see the Tiger participation with the three boys. And, you know, I just can't say enough about the campfire. And I'm going to take a lot away from that campfire, especially on the fire opening ceremony, the campfire opening ceremony, because the boys were really amazed with how that happened, and I have to find out how they did that. So if you guys out there know of any neat little campfire openings like that, you know, where you use some kind of special material or time release something or another to make something like that happen, let me know. I would love to try that out. You can send me an email to denleaderbob@gmail.com. This week there was no den meeting. The reason for that is we had a go see it, our very first go see it of the year. And for the non-Tiger people out there, a go see it is a part of the program, the Tiger Cub program, where you take the boys out and you get them out to experience things in the community. So pretty much what it sounds like, it's a get out and see something. And sticking with the zoo theme, zoo adventures theme for the month, we went to a place called Deanna Rose Children's Farmstead here in the local area. And it is pretty much this huge farm with all these animals and has all these things to do. So we took the boys around. There was a total of 8 kids, 5 of the 8 being Tiger Cubs, the others being siblings. And I think there was 5 or 6 parents, including myself, that went. And we started off the whole ordeal, the whole big go see it in the area with some of the smaller animals. So we looked at some turtles and some groundhogs and some bunnies and whatnot, and continued on through to the big portion of the whole trip, which was a set of activities that included fishing, a pony ride around this little figure eight track, some panning for some gold. Well, it really wasn't any gold, but there was some different kinds of stones, like amethyst and whatnot, and bottle feeding some baby goats. So let's go in a little further than that. We went fishing for the first time. They had this little stock pond there that had oodles and oodles of bluegill in it, and they gave us a little bucket of worms for each of the kids, and I proceeded, along with a few of the other fathers that were there, of worming all the hooks and letting the boys fish, all the kids fish, really. There was one girl there was with us, and every boy caught at least one fish. A couple of them caught them 3, 4, 5 fishes, And it's nothing like seeing a little boy's, a six-year-old boy's face whenever he can pull this, what to him is a huge fish out of the water and watch it wiggle around on the end of his pole. So there was a lot of fun there, although my hands came out smelling like fish and worms. But that's okay. We then proceeded to go to the pony rides, which was, you know, nothing for an adult wouldn't be so big a deal. But for the 6-year-old kids, they really loved it. It was they had these ponies on this little dirt figure eight track. It was really pretty. It had a lot of trees and a lot of grass around it. And they walked the boys on the back of these ponies, and they really loved it. Our special kid in the group hadn't ever been around a horse, and he loved it probably more than anybody else. He really, really, really enjoyed it. From there, we picked up some bottles of milk, and we proceeded into this little pen with about probably 10 or 15 baby goats and proceeded to feed them. And the boys were overran with baby goats. They were being pushed and shoved, and their shirts being pulled on and everything just to get their attention so that they could feed these baby goats. They were relentless, and the kids loved it. They were giggling, and they were trying to run away from the goats, and it was quite humorous. The parents stayed back and let the boys do it themselves and laughed. From the baby goats, we went to this really special area where they had some teepee set up as well as a Indian lodge. And from our region, we have a lot of different types of Indians that originally made home here. And this particular spot, many, many years ago, a construction company who was going to build a building in this spot found a 4-inch arrowhead, and they traced it back to the 18th century, maybe 19th century time frame, and that it was actually used for a real Indian tribe. And so I don't really understand exactly what happened, but apparently the building never went up. And shortly after that, this place became this farmstead. And in that place where they found the arrowhead, they made this small Indian village. They had three, four, five teepees set up. Now, obviously not authentic teepees, but pretty close. And then they also had a lodge built. It looked like a lodge that was built almost into the ground. It was covered in grass. Other than the entrances, it looks like a mound. And inside, they had all these different artifacts that were donated to the farmstead. And they, you know, they had a mill where you could grind up corn. You know, so basically, it was a wood tree stump that was hollowed out, and it had a big pole that you could then pound the corn. And they had all, you know, pieces of buffalo bone and tomahawks and blankets and stuff like that. There was a lady in there who was doing presentations to different people as they come through. And so she stopped and she talked to the boys about the Indian life and the Indian culture way back in the day. And so they seemed to enjoy that, although they wanted to run out there and play in the teepees. So we didn't stay inside very long. We ran outside and they played in the teepees and they had a good time. From there, we walked around just a little bit more, and we stopped at this place where they had a mining camp set up. And there's, I don't really know what they're called exactly, and if somebody does know, please send me an email. But it's basically the little water trough for panning for gold. And they had the little screen. They had bags of dirt, and each bag of dirt had some of these rocks in them, but you couldn't see them because there was so much dirt and sand. And then we proceeded to pour a little bit in there and then shake it in the water. And we sifted the sand and the dirt out and was left with these pretty, pretty rocks. So the kids loved doing that. And, of course, I even actually had kind of fun helping my son do it. We got a little wet and got a little muddy, but it was fun nonetheless. That kind of wrapped up our day. A couple of us stayed back, and we got to play in the park area that is at the farm. They had this huge playground with mini slides and a sand area and places to sit and a little waterfall and everything. And we sat around and pretty much chatted for about an hour there and let the kids play. A few of us did. So really good, successful Go See It. I'm excited for our next Go See It. Don't know what it is yet. I think it's going to be going visit a firehouse or a police station, but we're working on that and trying to figure it out. But really excited. The boys had a really, really good time, and I had a really good time, and I hope the parents, other parents had a really good time. I know we all were laughing and enjoying ourselves watching the kids do what they do. And so that was our first Go See It.
It's time for the tip of the week.
The tip of the week this week is a website that I frequent on a number of occasions, from information about advancement all the way to stuff to help me out on the monthly meetings, from DIN meetings to PAC meetings, and that is www.usscouts.org. That is the website for the U.S. Scouting Service Project. Go out there and check it out. It's got some great information on it, as well as links to other great websites, which will be future tips of the week. Those websites will include Max Scouter, which is a site I've used a number of times for different information, from help with the campfire we recently had, and some stuff for our DIN meetings and PAC meetings. A site called Cubmaster.org, which you'll find the Baloo's Bugle on, and another future tip of the week right there. Great, great resource. And clipart.usscouts.org is a great site for anytime you're doing like a newsletter or whatever, for some great clip art. Also, this is the site that helps to, or actually runs, the Internet Scouting Badge. And you can find information about that out there on the site. But basically, this right here is based on a certain criteria, whether it's a Cub Scout or a Boy Scout, they can earn the badge, the patch, rather, it's not really a badge, a patch for to don based on certain requirements. So they have to visit a certain amount of sites, they have to do certain things. But you can find all that information out there on www.usscouts.org. That is the Scouting, the U.S. Scouting Service Project website. This week must have been a really slow week for a lot of people, or really busy week, probably is more likely the case, because didn't receive any email this week and no new people to the Frapper map. So if you would like to provide me with any feedback to make this program better, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. As well as I'd like to know who all is actually out there listening. So please go out to the website, acsadventure.blogspot.com. Off to the right of the page, there is an image of the Frapper map. Just click on that, and it takes you to our Frapper page, and add yourself. That will give us a good idea of your location, and I'll make sure I mention you on the next show. Also, email me at dinleaderbob@gmail.com if you have any suggestions or questions or comments or rants, raves, whatever. I look forward to reading and responding to every one of the emails. So again, that's dinleaderbob@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for another week on A Cub Scouting Adventure. I'm your host, Mr. Bob. Tune in next week when we're going to take a look at the October PAC meeting, a district roundtable, and hopefully some listener email. And remember that you can reach us at dinleaderbob@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to A Cub Scouting Adventure. And remember, always do your best.
Thanks for listening to A Cub Scouting Adventure. Be sure to stop by our website at acsadventure.blogspot.com or email us at dinleaderbob@gmail.com.